You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Coding for kids, which is basically computer programming, is growing rapidly in popularity. And learning this skill at a young age can truly set a child up for a lifetime of success, even if they don't go into a computer science-related field. Researchers say it will give them an edge in virtually every modern industry. And the Discovery Center of Idaho is getting set to host the new and improved AT&T All-Girls Coding Camp. Emily Mahon, the Director of Education at the Discovery Center, is joining us live to talk about this much-needed opportunity. Welcome to the program, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
So first, can you just tell us what the camp is?
So the Coding Camp is a multi-day workshop that takes place over six Saturdays in November and December, and it's designed to bring together strong, passionate girls and mentors as they learn just the basics of coding.
And then for the girls who participate in the camp, I'm curious, what will they be doing over this kind of multi-day camp?
Well, they'll be doing multiple things. We're going to be working with introducing them to basic coding language, or the C++ language. They're going to have access to BotBall robots, where they're going to be programming robots and understanding how coding works and discussing kind of binary numbers. Mm-hmm. We're going to be also providing them with access to female leaders in the STEM realm locally and regionally, so that they can hear from other women who have made the trek through computer science and become successful in their own right.
So what I'm hearing from you is, I mean, camp. So you think of, you know, camp, everybody's there. There's a lot of hands-on activity. So how are you adjusting for the world of COVID that we live in now?
Oh, well, we have had quite a bit of experience over the summer with our summer camps. So this year, what we're doing is we're cutting the amount of girls that we're accepting in person down from the usual 20 to 10 girls. Those girls are going to have each one have their own laptop, their own materials. We have one instructor with maybe one volunteer nearby to help out. The girls will be fully masked, and everything, of course, will be sanitized, just like everything at the Discovery Center is. And then this year, we've added a virtual option as well, so that we can still reach the 20 girls that we always do. And so what we'll be doing is kind of buddying up the girls. So there'll be an in-person girl who will be the buddy of an online virtual student who will be working alongside of us via Zoom.
That's a great idea, because I tell you, having kids that are in a hybrid model right now, it can be rough being virtual. So that really kind of gives them, truly, as you said, a buddy who's in person.
Yeah. So if they have a question, they're not quite getting it, they can always, you know, text that person. They're there to help. And we'll be providing also all the materials that they need. We'll be sending it to them, so they have it on hand as well. So they're not just watching and idly by, but they can get their hands in the mess as well.
So let's talk about the fact that this camp is solely for girls. And why? Why make the decision to have a camp that is only for girls?
Well, you know, I think for many years, there's been a gender bias that skews towards men and boys in STEM-related fields. A lot of that just has to do with cultural perception. That has been slowly shifting away because of programs like this, giving girls the confidence to know that coding isn't just something boys do, but it's actually very, very accessible and a kind of career that they can really push towards. We want girls to have that confidence. I mean, I was just watching Hidden Figures the other day with my 8-year-old mm-hmm. girl, and we were talking about just how impressed we were with these amazing women who so naturally took on coding and moved forward our putting men into space.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting because, you know, I'm a mom to boys, but I am a girl, and I'm much not feeling like I'm as smart in when it came to like math in particular, right? Definitely did well in the language arts and all of that, but math was a stumbling block. And frankly, growing up, there wasn't anywhere to turn, right? As a girl, right, to really get that help. And so even though I'm a mom to boys, you know, I think there is that necessity of helping girls realize that there doesn't need to be a stumbling block.
Right. There's nothing that should be keeping them away from exploring this kind of thinking and math. And this is just an organized way of looking at the world around you, finding patterns and applying those patterns to fixing and solving problems. So it's mm-hmm. something that women do all the time. And we need to have access to all these new ways of sharing this skill that we innately already have.
And this isn't the first time that you've held a coding camp for girls. So what's been the feedback in the past about this?
So this is our fifth year. We are so happy for AT&T to consistently be providing us the kind of support that we need to make this program accessible for girls completely free to them. So this is a $500 cost per girl is what it would cost to pull this together. And no girl participating in this has to pay a single dime because of the special support from AT&T.
So it's free, as you mentioned. So what's the age range for girls that can participate in the camp?
The girls we're looking for are 9th grade through 12th grade. Right now we have we are almost full with our in-person, but we have room for both in-person and virtual. So 9th through 12th grade, and you don't have to have any experience whatsoever with coding to be a participant in this. This can be your first and inaugural introduction, or it can be, you can be a pro and then you can kind of work as a mentor with the other girls.
So how do people sign up and when does the camp begin?
The camp starts on November 7th and it runs for 6 consecutive Saturdays. We are extending our deadline. The initial deadline was last Wednesday. So we're extending that deadline through this Friday, October 9th. And they can sign on by going to dci.org, discoverycenter.org, and just filling out our form, going to our camps page, and we'll be in touch with them soon to let them know whether or not they've been accepted into the program.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Emily, for taking some time to talk to us. We've been speaking with Emily Mahon, the Director of Education at the Discovery Center of Idaho, about an upcoming all-girls coding camp. Emily, good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks.
More Idaho Matters next.